What's up, guys? I actually made a podcast about Airbnb. For some reason, I just got, because for some reason, my phone stopped working. Let me answer you that. Why? Because it obviously dropped. But anyways, Airbnb, it's my podcast. What's today's topic? I just wanted to get into the most basic things, which is how to be a host. So it's easy. And the topic I'll be touching is that how you can make 6 to 7 figures by being a host on Airbnb. And it comes to the simple approach, which is cold knocking, door to door, sales. That's where the meat and the potatoes, the basics, the 101. Basically, you go ahead and go talk to your whole neighborhood. Start from the neighborhood, right? Start from there, and then you work your way from your neighborhood to whatever your ambitions, to whatever your desires from the heart. So, in this case, you want to be diligent. You want to be using the Six Sigma approach, on things, and basically, that's where I'm at right now. I have to be really, what's the word, like today, so I'm just gonna give you what today was going on. Airbnb, right? Airbnb is a topic, so I was just learning about how to get an idea. So how to profit on that idea? How to Brian Chesnut. I was watching this interview on YouTube, like most of his interviews on YouTube, and so he had this idea about him had starting a he had a disruption, right? And as I'm gonna get to the point really quick, and he had this idea on how he flew to San Francisco and he was working on whatever on things. And he knew he was gonna make money, cause he's a programmer, and he knew he was gonna make a lot of money. So he had this idea. He flew a friend over, and now him and his friend, which is Joe, both of them are programmers. They were paying $1,150, I think he said, and they were paying that amount in rent. So this is where what is it? Jeez. Today's Halloween, so I rebuke anything that's bad. Okay. So anyways, back to the point, as I was saying, that all right, let me start all over. I got distracted. So yeah, so I was saying Airbnb, right? Airbnb. Airbnb. It's a website where you can host your condo, your castle, condominium, your apartment, or your yacht, or your RV. So as I was saying, Brian and Joe, they were invited and to be become to become to go they were invited Brian invited Joe so he could go to Brian's house. So Joe, as a programmer that he is, basically was they were disrupted with the idea of they were disrupted with they were gonna get a bank. I mean, they were gonna get an increase on their rent, right? They were gonna get, I think it was 50% of rent increase. And so they were paying $1,150, so now they was gonna go to 50%. So what's that like? Whatever the numbers are. I don't know, I'm trying to make a point here. So they were disrupted with the idea that they had to pay more money. And I'm saying disrupted because I'm reading a book named Disrupted, which is pretty cool, pretty awesome. Also, what I was saying is, that, so, just walking here in my neighborhood. Sorry, I'm just walking around it. I actually have a book in my hand. I'm gonna turn it in. So just looking at the scenery. So it's, as I mentioned, today is Halloween. God bless us today. And as I was saying about Airbnb. So now they were in trouble, right? I mean, picture two guys, right? Brian and Joe. Not having money. So now they had to come up with something. How to build a company. Literally from the air, right? There's a quote that says, what does it say here? It says, basically it says like the idea is, it's already in the air. You just have to build like a castle. The castle is already, the temple is a castle. Just start building from the foundations. Yeah. That's it. And yeah. So that was funny. But anyways, as I'm walking here, I'm going to the library. That's what they did, right? They were like disrupted with the life, with the reality. That hey, they're gonna have to go pay. That they were gonna have to go pay more money. So being the programmers that they were, that they are, they built a website called Air Bed and Breakfast. Airbnb. They built it from scratch. So, that's what happened. But they didn't see any succession, right? No, they weren't successful. Just they built it, but nobody knew what they were. What they did. So that's what happened. So I'm gonna cross right now. So that's what happened. So this decided to build I think it was long story short, I'll skip a few parts of this their story, but the point I'm trying to make here is that how to make an Airbnb profitable, how you can manage your Airbnb, how to manage that, and I'm gonna show you. I'll show you how it's done. I'll make a prologue on what and how to do this. Actually, Brian Cage is one of the good guys that I have. That has started basically with this niche, right? Airbnb niche. That's his playground, I guess, so to speak. So yeah, Brian Page, Airbnb formula. I think it's that's what his course is called. Well, you guys go follow him. So yeah, that's what happened. So now, as Brian was saying, ironically, both of them are Brian. So if you hear a Brian, just know it's coming from a good place. These guys are smart. So Brian has decided to build this Airbnb Airbnb, right? This program. Well, not the program. Okay, let me just backtrack a little bit. But okay, now back to the business model at hand. Like, okay, so now we are going to get hired by landlords, by a business, man, you name it. As I mentioned, Airbnb does castles. Airbnb does condominiums. Airbnb does houses. Airbnb does tree houses, believe it or not. And lastly, RVs. Or tents. Sometimes people do tents, like parking spaces, I think. Something weird like that. Which is just amazing, right? So yeah, Airbnb takes away 3% for them, so you can host your house, your services, their services. The company is basically you can either build a service company or a product company, and the product. Well, it's the product, right? But the product is the website. The service is the opportunity which allows us, which has allowed them, you know, to be able to on the social media. I mean, on their, not social media, but on their, on the website. So yeah, how do you find landlords? How do you find these people? You basically just start Googling, start going to Craigslist. Believe it or not, Craigslist is a good platform. That's what Brian said. Go to Google your open Airbnb. And actually, VRBO, Verbo, which in Spanish is called like a verb. Sounds like a verb. So yeah, Verbo. It's another website, which is very competitive, right? Uber, Lyft, etc. Verbo, Airbnb. It's always gonna be a competitor. So that's that, okay? That's that, and yeah, you do have two options. So you put it on Vrbo or you put it on Airbnb. Each I haven't visited the Vrbo site, so it's kind of new to me, but Airbnb is has a whole lot of things you can either do. Do like, let's say I read in like since I'm in Mexico, in San Diego, not San Diego, San Antonio, right by the border between Mexico and Tijuana, right here. There's like a little vineyard, and there's like trips that you can do, which is pretty fun. So that's that, right? Oh. But we're talking about, so there's an endless opportunity doing that website hosting. If you really think about, if you really start doing it. If you plug in the pieces. So, Airbnb, you contact, get on the phone, start contacting sales. You do sales, it's a sales job. You're gonna be negotiating terms, and I have to come up with a contract. You have to come up with the rebuttals about why people are gonna say no. Then you're gonna cover those in a piece of paper, spreadsheet. It's gonna be a spreadsheet where you can either use a spreadsheet, or you can either be using a nice a piece of paper, Excel spreadsheet, or you can use a piece of paper, whatever you want, so you can write down what so you can write down whatever you want, right? Whatever it is that you're gonna. Which else are you gonna start printing? As I'm in the corner, I'm almost in the library. And I'm here. And yeah, so you're gonna start writing down. You're gonna start writing down. Whichever realtors you're gonna be, because this website, I discovered that there's websites that realtors or companies that I have, and now this makes me wonder, like, do we really need realtors now with this website named Airbnb? So it's really, I guess you can start seeing a realtor. You can start seeing a realtor as a friend. That's what kind of framework I got from what type of thoughts I have been entering, what type of thoughts I've been wrestling with. So, that being said, there's a website. I have two websites that I've opened. They're real. These people have real estate. So, like properties, right? That probably have been sitting there for 12 months. If they're sitting for 12 months, you better believe that they're gonna hire you. Because people, that's money that's on the table. This is a trend. This is a big trend coming up in 2019, 2020, 2021. Market is going up. Saw the stats. So yeah, with that being said, that's what God, has come up with. The prosperity, the trans, trans, like being transparent with what the. With ourselves, like as Brian's spreading the message, as I'm spreading the message for Brian, he was like, you want to be We want to be like, he wants to be more open. He wants, like, we want to share our houses. That's what it is. That's what he wants, right? That's what he said. You want, yeah. Pretty noble, I guess. Like that. Get to know. He wants us to know each other, as people. You know. But yeah, anyways, back to the business side of things. Yeah, as a business, it's really well. It really does. It's really gonna be able to pay. I'm already thinking about properties. I already started on them. So yeah. Down the light. So yeah, I started with the idea of basically start getting down. Sorry for the music, I don't know if you heard it. Oh man. So basically, that's what I was saying. I'm a little winded. I feel it in my just went up this big hill. But basically, as I was saying, Airbnb is where you host. And it's a really big, it's a really big opportunity for us to be really profitable. I want to be, I had an idea about, well, actually Brian gave me the idea about having a website where I have, you know, all these listings. You know, etc. And eventually I'll have it. But yeah. So yeah. But yeah, anyways. Like as I'm saying, like having this website where I can show people that like, oh, this one's got booked like 30 days. It's not got books, etc. So yeah. Pretty cool. So walking, heading down. I took another path. I didn't want to walk the same way to the house. Sorry for the delays. There's a lot of delays, so I'm going to be editing things out. So, Airbnb, as I'm walking, I'm going to call people, I'm going to tell them, like, hey, I'm interested in your property. I want to go visit you. But I'm not gonna pitch him on the phone. I'm gonna tell him about the property, you know, compliment him about the property. Just talk to him. And the market rent is 1,200. And if I give you that every month, I'm gonna have two people stay in your place, in this place, and I'll take care of them. I'll take care of the tenants. I'll make sure I give you the 1,200 or whatever it is to get the money to get the deal done. And if you have any concerns, about their property being stolen, everything, we're insured. We're gonna be insured. We are going to be basically protected, $1 million insurance policy. Anything happens to the house, you're insured for $1 million. So now, that's, you know, that gives you peace of mind that we're taking, you're taken care of. Your house is taken care of, your property. And you know what? What is the worst case scenario that can happen to a property? And you start naming the property, like what? They could spare, they could go to start burning, right? It could burn. The car is gonna be parked for a lot of days. And you start really playing with it about the worst case scenarios. Put them down. You write them down. Consult it with your lawyer. Talk to your lawyer. Make sure everything's, you know, nice and chill, nice and smooth, so you can pass the deal. Oh, it's a nice little car. Awesome car. Awesome. But anyways, it's funny. Anyway. So I was saying, you'll tell them, you know what? As I'm still walking here, sorry for the delays. I pause a lot, trying to input what I'm gonna say with you guys. So yeah, tell them that you're gonna take care of the tenants. You're gonna take care of any little. Anything less than $100, you know, you take care of. That's cleaning. The bottle of wine you're gonna be displaying for them. The mint. And also, you could get a 5-star review. Basically, what you're doing is you're managing like a hotel, but with Airbnb. That's a good way to see it. Like, you're gonna be like a hotel owner, just not having your own little hotel. To like the Hilton or Marriott, and yeah, they're suffering. People, these are disruptive companies. But yeah, anyways, we need change in the world. We need to spread the wealth. Sure, these disruptors allow us to. Basically do that. So you know, whatever is gonna give us a better world, you know, we shall take it, I guess. You know, we're gonna stop being greedy. So yeah, 1,200, it's market rent. You pay him off, and then you're guaranteed like 300% profit. So you're guaranteed a whole lot of money. So if it's 1,003, if it's 1,200 for the landlord, you'll be pocketing around 3K. It'll be, and that's the thing too. You're gonna have to look for the Airbnbs are gonna have to be. Especially, they're gonna have to be, if you're starting off with no money, especially if you're doing that, you're gonna have to look for the ones that are gonna be furnished. There's a right, and as soon as you build up some capital, as soon as you're building up some, you have momentum going for you. It's good to have. It's good to go after those who are in a good place, who are, they're just not furnished or whatever. And talk to the landlord about that, that you're gonna be taking care of. You're furnish them in. Yeah. So yeah, this podcast is about to end. I'm gonna make sure I get into a lot of deep stuff in my future. In the future, like I said, I'm gonna build a program where I basically just say whatever I have to say about that, about companies, how to build your company, how to hire, how to outsource, how to basically not have another job but have freedom, you know. So yeah, and I will be soon starting a YouTube. So you guys can basically start seeing my life. A few of you that are following me, you guys are gonna be able to see what I've been up to, see my face, and all that good stuff. And basically, hopefully, meet some of you guys, all my students. So yeah, today. So let me just recap on what I said. So Airbnb. Look into it. Do what you can with the free knowledge that I just gave you. And how to sell. Do the selling, the marketing. Marketing is just basically going door to door. And that's when the numbers come. Marketing is just like the brochure or whatever, you know. But yeah. So, catch you guys later.